New research from the United States has raised questions about what we know about self-control. Until now, most research has suggested that self-control is like a muscle. We can train it, we can exercise it, and we can wear it out. But a team from the University of Colorado Boulder has made a discovery that casts doubt on all of that, as Imogen Brennan reports.
The devil made me do it, so they often say. Most people would know how it feels to succumb to temptation. Of course, you might be able to avoid the object of your desires at first, but it's widely believed that your self-control muscle, as some call it, will eventually get worn down. Then you indulge and perhaps suffer the guilt that comes afterwards. Psychology researchers have long believed that self-control is limited. Previous studies have found that using self-control to curb desires uses energy. But a new paper published in the science journal PLOS ONE questions the methods of many previous studies of self-control. The lead author is John Lerquin from the University of Colorado Boulder.
And about 20 years ago, researchers began these experiments where they noticed that when participants engaged in self-control in the laboratory, they were worse at self-control later on during that experimental session compared to other control participants that didn't initially engage in self-control.
For example, one of the initial experiments involved two groups of people. One group had their self-control tested when they were told to eat a bowl of radishes. That bowl of radishes happened to be right next to a bowl of freshly baked biscuits. The second group got to choose on their own which bowl they'd eat from.
The typical finding is that participants who originally performed a self-control task do worse on the second self-control task compared to the control participants who didn't have to initially engage in self-control.
And is that because their self-control has already been kind of worn down by that first task?
Exactly. And so self-control, by a lot of people, by a lot of researchers, is described as a muscle. So the findings of our research argue against that self-control operates as a muscle.
From your research, you're saying that this theory that self-control is a muscle that can be exercised and worn down is in fact incorrect because the researchers until this point have been using incorrect methods to determine that.
I would say that the theory is incomplete. And so I would assume that the original findings did occur in those experiments. We have to acknowledge that a lot of attempts recently to replicate those effects have failed.
John Lerquin says one of the issues with the research into self-control until now is that only the studies that show significant findings are published. The University of Colorado Boulder team had difficulty publishing their study because it didn't have a positive finding.
So we're planning a series of studies right now that examines what these self-control tests really are in the laboratory. What do these tasks actually measure? Why do some participants perform very well on these tasks? And why do some suffer? Why do they quit right away? Why are they unable to resist urges in the laboratory with these types of tasks? And this is important because these types of tasks have been used across hundreds of experiments in the last 20 years. But what these tasks are really about hasn't received a lot of attention.
That's the University of Colorado Boulder's John Lerquin ending Imogen Brennan's report.